Meet the Earl at Midnight. Written by Gina Conkle. Narrated by Marion Hussey. 1. Don't bargain for fish still in the water. Indian proverb. Edge of London, March 27, 1768. If a woman's old enough to wear a corset, she's old enough to know midnight meetings spell trouble. Lydia's sleep-fogged brain weighed this undeniable fact against family duty. Of course, duty won. Why else would she be cocooned inside a shabby hack on a dark and blustery night? The quicker she extracted her stepbrother from his latest mess, the quicker she'd be cozy again in her warm bed. Bleary-eyed, Lydia peered at the blue cockerel, the inn's shingle. A blue rooster cracked up the middle, squeaked a lively rhythm. The establishment was hardly worth a map's mention. Worse yet, the driver stopped a long, puddle-filled distance from the entrance. Lydia glanced down at her best and only pair of buckle shoes. Tonight, the limits of family loyalty would be tested. Outside the hack, her stepfather, George Montgomery, protested the driver's fare. His pockets always held dust better than coin. He groused and huffed, but eventually dug deep for the requisite payment. That's when he caught her eye.
"Look lively, girl. Storm's kicking up. Don't have all night,"
he snapped, wrestling down his hat against blasting winds.
"You asked for my help,"
she muttered and exited the hack. Icy gusts nipped her ankles. Shivering, Lydia pulled her short red cloak tightly about. This time the blighter went beyond the pale. After all, wasn't he the one who pounded on her door, yelling she must come at once? Her trips to London were so rare, and she barely arrived 2 days ago. Why was her presence at this run-down spot so important? She hop-stepped from one cobblestone to another, piecing together fragments of what George had said on the ride over.
"Tristan's in a mess. Really done it this time. Need your help. Keep quiet and cooperate. Be a good girl. Best for the family and all that."
"Good girl, indeed," she scoffed, absorbing the information. As a woman of 24, she had shed that biddable nature long ago. Not that he would know. Sparse communication weakened already thin family ties. A heady dose of drowsiness kept her quiet. All the better to be...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?